We have spoken to you before about the importance of simplicity, but we would like to speak about it again because of the complexity of the time in which you are living. Simplicity is an energy, just as complexity is an energy. And love and simplicity are always a united team, just as fear and complexity are always a united team. And what does this mean? In the world that you are living in, when you try to follow all of the twists and the turns, you are involved in complexity. And the quality that you may note about this is that you never totally reach a place of peace. Complexity breeds more complexity. It does not breed simplicity. It is, to use a rather broad term here, there are no wars that will end war. War begets war. Complexity begets complexity. Fear begets fear. And that is why we would like to talk to you about simplicity. You can see around you many, many things going on, and it is not that you do not want to know what they are, to have some understanding about them, but in terms of your own energy, the more you can direct your energy towards simplicity, the more you are going to bring peace to yourself. Now, this requires, shall we say, a dual world understanding. And that is sometimes, difficult to understand. But it is like this. It is that all of these things are going on all of the time, the complex things. But right now they are closer in to you than you actually want them to be. And so therefore, they have more power to draw you into them. And you will see people around you who are engaged in the complexity. And when you look at them, you do not see peace. That is far from the thing that you see. You see fear. You see striving. You see attempting to control and move and do things that they are not able to do. And because they are not able to do them, they do not feel peace. And this of course, is challenging, because certainly we want to give energy to the things that are good, but we do not want to get caught. We do not want to get caught in that spiraling, turning thing. We don't want to do that. We want to stay in the straighter lines and with the simplicity and the peace. So we would like you to think of this in several ways. And the first way is, how much of this is mine? Here is an issue. It is in the world, and it impacts the world, but how much of it actually belongs to me? And that is the first question. The second question is, do I wish to give something to it so that the right thing has energy? Do I wish to make a donation? Do I wish to sign a petition? Do I wish to do a thing I can do without getting caught? Without getting caught in all of the complexity. And if you feel that, then do that. And the third thing is, do I know when to withdraw from this busyness? Do I know when it is time to take a deep breath, to return to my center, to breathe into that center, and to come into balance? And that third question is the one that is so important, because the thing that allows you to do that when things are pressing on you and are very complex, are the other simple things that you do in your life. And this is sometimes difficult for people to believe, but it is quite true. In a day when I can do a thing, finish that thing, come to peace about that thing, and then walk away from that thing. That is, I am building my reservoir of simplicity and of finishing and of resting. And that, of course, the resting would be a second thing to consider. When it is all going maddening, can I draw in and say, and now I will rest? This is the time when I will take a deep breath, come into peace with myself, and do a simple thing. That what that does is it straightens out your energy so that you are able to see the path of what is simple in your life and to do as many of those things as simply as you possibly can. That is a wonderful thing, to be able to do a simple thing in your life as much as you can, and to be able to recognize when you look at something, oh wait, there is a simple approach to this. There is a simple something to do that I can do, complete, and come to peace. And the more you do that, the more you are able to see that simplicity when it comes to you, when it comes about to you. And so then we move into other things. We have heard you speaking about the short visits to good places, to places where there is nature or where there is beauty. Those are wonderful things to bring you peace. Because the more of those you do, the more your own energy straightens out. And when it straightens out, then you are able to feel peace. And that means you are able to be peaceful when the complexity around you is spinning and spinning and spinning. So these are the things we want you to add to your life, the things that are good for your life, the things that will say, ah, I can see a simple way. I am looking at this perhaps complex-looking thing, and I'm going to find a simple walk within the middle of all of that. And that is how I create and how I keep my peace. And in this time, you have, shall we say, a rather large laboratory for learning how to do this, and learning how to do this then, not only in this situation, but in all the situations of your life. So we are going to take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Thank you. Feel the gentle rain falling, and let that rain wash away the stress of the week that may have caught in the field outside of your body. Feel it washed away, and let that field begin to restore itself. Feel the rain fall into your body, and feel that rain flow down, wash each of the chakra centers as it washes down through your body, releasing any tension, any turbulence that you might be holding in your energy centers. Allow in healing. Allow it to flow through your mind, into your body, into your spirit. Feel the flow of that energy encompassing you. Healing, strengthening, repairing. Now bring your attention into your heart center and look at the beautiful place that you've made, a place where you can go for rest, for comfort, for safety. And go to a place in your garden where water flows and drink that water to refresh your spirit. Now look around you and see that a path becomes illuminated, and feel that you are drawn to that path. And when you step on the path, let the path take you. Stop all the striving, all the trying, and simply move upward with the path. See that the air is full of blessing, and you breathe in the blessings, and they are all for you. And the path moves you up to a place of power. And feel the energy of power coming into your body, but coming in with peace. And see if there is a symbol here, or a color, or an energy that you wish to breathe in to support your own walk in power. Now go to the path again and let the path bring you upward. And bring you to the place of wisdom. And allow the energy of wisdom to become a part of you. Breathe it in. And feel it join the energy of power. And see if there is a symbol or a color that, or an energy that you wish to bring in that supports the wisdom. Now come back to the path and let it move you upward again to the place of the gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and begin to walk back down the path, breathing in the blessings, opening to them. And come to the center of your heart. Begin to breathe in energy to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.